Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I hope everybody's having a very nice day. We've been discussing the Mishnayos and Perek HaChelek of various individuals who, through their belief system, specifically the ideas and normative Judaism that they reject, they can lose their portion in Olam Haba. Through their wickedness, they could lose their portion in Olam Haba. We even talked about entire generations that lost their portion in Olam Haba, whether it was the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlaga, the generation of the Tower, the people of Sodom. So picking up off that idea of the people of Sodom, we have a concept in Halacha. It's a question whether it was just a theoretical concept, just like Ben Sora or Mora was a question, as we discussed at the time, or a house afflicted with Tzaras is a question. So the concept is called the Ira Nidachas. We discussed it a little bit when we talked about people who were Chayev Skila, somebody who convinces somebody else to do Avodah Zarah in a private way. That's called the Mesis, somebody who's able to convince an entire city or the majority of the city is called a Mediach. The city is called an Ira Nidachat, literally a city that's gone astray. Again, the majority of you in the Gemara is that it's very, very difficult. There are so many criteria that have to be met that maybe it never really took place. But one of the Tanaim, Rabbi Yonasan, if I remember correctly, says, it happened and I sat on the smoldering ashes of the city, because the halacha requires that not only the perpetrators of Avodah Zarah within the city be killed, but all of their assets will be burned, kalil, in their entirety. So the Mishnah lays out some of the criterion for what establishes Nir Nidachas. Anshir Nidachas, Enlum Chilek Lom Habash, Never Yatsu Anashim Bnei Blial Mikirbecha, Vayadichu As Yoshvei Yiram. Enon Erogim Achiyum Adicha Mei Oso Ha'ir. So those who lead the people in the city astray have to be locals to the city. Otherwise, it's not really that perverse. They came from somewhere else, and they corrupted it from the outside. That's qualitatively less severe if they came and they corrupted from the inside. And they also shave it. They have to be part of, as we know, the land of Israel was divided up according to tribes. So they have to come from the tribe that the city was in its portion. Again, so even if they're residents of the city, but they're not really part of that tribe, so they're considered to a certain degree outsiders. And as we mentioned, based on the principle of rubo kekulo, the majority of something in halacha is like all of it, ad sheyudach ruba ve'ad sheyadichum anashim. That's gzeiras hakasev. Women could convince other people to do avodah zarah, but they have to be men, because the pasuk says yatzu anashim bnei Belial. Hidichu anashim uktanim, if they are led astray by women or by halachic minors, o shehudach miyuta, or just wasn't the majority of the population in the city, o shehayu madichim chutzala, or the individuals came from the outside, harei elu kiyachidim. You don't get off for doing avodah zarah, but it's not nir nidachas. And remember, a person who did avodah zarah, it's one of the worst crimes, so that person is chayiv skila. But there's a big difference, because as we spoke about extensively in the past, if you're sort of part of a mass wave, so the Torah looks at that as something less severe. So it's nidon behereg, the penalty is only hereg, decapitation, which is less severe than skila. So if you're just an individual, the penalty is skila, which is more severe. On the other hand, your yorshim, your inheritance, get to keep your assets. Whereas, again, if you're part of the Ira Nidachas, everything is consumed in the fire. Everybody is still afforded their own individual trial. There isn't some kind of like a mass justice here. And zechomer biyachidim imirubim, sheyachidim biskila, can individuals or less than the majority of the city that get involved in avodah zarah, the penalty is skila. Lefikach mamonim palet, their assets are saved. V'hamirubim, but if it's a majority of the city, besayif, the penalty is less severe. Lefikach mamonim avad, but in accordance with the fact that the actual penalty, the death penalty, is less severe, their assets are destroyed in the fire. The city is burnt in a total fire. Haketake es yoshvei ha'ir, hachameres hagamelas overes mimakom mimakom hareilu matzilenosa. So the Mishnah says, if you have individuals, what constitutes residency in a city? Every government has to deal with this. Every legal system has to deal with this. So people who are part of caravans passing through the city, whether they're gamalim, long-distance camels, that was the ancient version of the truck driver, chameres, that's something like a U-Haul, you know, not as long of a journey. So as long as they've been in the city for 30 days, they've established residency. So the Mishnah takes an optimistic view. They could save the city. So if you, let's say you have 1,000 people on both sides, and you have 10 people that are part of a caravan, they could save all the assets in the city. Of course, those who are guilty of Odazara will still be penalized, and won't become a Nir Nidachas. Of course, the Mishnah doesn't say the other side of the story, which is they're also mitzari flera. They could be counted against the city as well. Hachreimusov es kol asher bavigomer mikhan amru nichtzei sadikim shebesocha ovdin. So even the righteous individuals in the city who weren't involved in Avodah Zarah, but they're a miyot, they're 10% of the city, 20% of the city, 49% of the city, their assets within the city are destroyed, but any assets that they put offshore, those assets will be saved. Hopefully they have good accountants. Shebechutza la platin. Mishal Rishoyim, but the people who are guilty of Avodah Zarah themselves, so not only their assets in the city, but assets outside the city will be destroyed. Bein shebesocha, bein shebechutza la hare elu ovdin. Those assets will be completely destroyed. God willing, tomorrow night, the opportunity to finish off the last Mishnah in the Perek. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael, Lefikach, Rabban Tzimitzah, Shenemar, Adonai Chavei, Tzaman, Tzidko, Yagdil, Tzara, Biadir, Kaddish, Derabbanan.